Along with the audio recording, a PDF file is available that you may find useful to look at while listening to this devotional. The PDF contains PowerPoint slides that were used to illustrate the materials described in the last three quarters of the talk. To access the PDF, click on the ebook PDF icon under the post for the devotional. If you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to Acts chapter 18. Acts chapter 18, verses 24 through 28. This morning, during his sermon, Pastor Steve provided us with encouragement and motivation for being people who regularly feast on God's Word. And he talked about some of the resources that were out on the tables in the foyer, the tables that are now down here. And this week, Pastor Steve asked me if, for the devotional challenge, I would talk about the materials that we have provided, because as he mentioned, there are a lot of materials here, and he thought, and I agree, that it would just be helpful to provide some orientation as to what's here, because not everything is for everyone. And I appreciated the fact that Pastor Steve mentioned that we don't expect anyone to pick up everything that's here. Rather, the idea is to provide a variety of different things, because we are in a variety of different life situations. The goal being that maybe you will find one thing or two things that will be helpful for you where you are in your walk with Christ now, or to orient you, or rather not or, but and to let you know about things that are available that you could recommend to others who you might come across, either that you know now or who might come across your path in the future, and who could be served well by some of these resources. So that's really what we're going to do for the bulk of our time. I'm going to describe the things that we have provided here, and the tables will be down here at the end of the service, so feel free when we are done to come down and peruse these, and I'll be happy to answer any questions that I can about anything that is provided here on the tables. But in order to set up that discussion, I wanted us to read the scripture passage from earlier, the account of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, as well as Acts chapter 18, verses 18 through 24. So let's go ahead and read from Acts 18, beginning in verse 18. After this, Paul stayed many days longer and then took leave of the brothers and verse 24. Now, verse 18 is great, and I encourage you to go back and read that, but we're going to start in 24. Now, a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was an eloquent man, competent in the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things concerning Jesus, though he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue, but when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him and explained to him the way of God more accurately. And when he wished to cross to Achaia, the brothers encouraged him and wrote the disciples to welcome him. When he arrived, he greatly helped those who through grace had believed, for he powerfully refuted the Jews in public, showing by the scriptures that the Christ was Jesus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we acknowledge that this is your word, that this is your word to us, that this has been your word to the church throughout the ages, that it will continue to be your word to the church until the Lord Jesus returns. So, Father, we want to be those who give our attention to what you have given to us, the revelation of yourself in your scriptures. And, Father, I pray that as we think about resources and being people who dig into the Word, I pray that we would be guarded against the notion that the goal is to use a plan or to get through a book or to check marks off of a page. But, Father, may we be consciously considerate of the fact that our goal in thinking about these things is to treasure you more to follow you in faith as we wait the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father, we pray that you would be pleased to use this time to help us to that end, that is, to treasure you, to delight in you, to rest in you and your grace, particularly the grace that you have extended to us in the Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. The story of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, and then this account of Apollos with Aquila and Priscilla, on the surface seem very different, because in the account of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, you have a non-believer who comes to faith in Christ. And then with the account of Apollos, we have a believer who has a deficiency in his understanding. He is aware of many things. He is very fervent in the Spirit, but he has a limited knowledge of Christian doctrine, particularly on the issue of baptism. But the similarity in both cases is that you have believers who come along and help the individual in need. With the Ethiopian eunuch, you have Philip, who is led by the Spirit to go to the eunuch who is reading the prophet Isaiah. And all the eunuch needs is for someone to explain what he is reading. The fruit could not be more ripe for the picking than the Ethiopian eunuch. And by the end of the passage, he is a converted, baptized believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. Then in the case of Apollos, we have these two other believers who are competent in teaching, and they hear Apollos preaching, and they catch wind of this deficiency in what he has to say. So they bring him aside and they encourage him in the faith and explain the way of the Lord more accurately to them. Now, Luke does not record for us the means that Aquila and Priscilla used to train or to teach Apollos. But reading between the lines a bit, it's not hard to figure out what they would have used. Two sources: the Old Testament scriptures, which they would have been aware of and which Apollos was competent in, as well as and particularly what they had learned from the Apostle Paul. Because they had been sitting under the Apostle Paul's teaching and serving with the Apostle Paul in Corinth, and no doubt they passed on to Apollos what they had learned from this apostle to the Gentiles. What would eventually find its way into the Apostle Paul's writings, which would be recognized as inerrant, infallible scripture given by the Spirit of God. In both cases, what it boils down to is a believer communicating or explaining the truths of Scripture to someone who is in need of either clarification or a clear presentation, understanding of the gospel. And what these two accounts side by side help us see is that no matter where we are in our spiritual journey, if you are here and you do not profess faith in Christ, or if you are here and you are the most mature believer among all of us, we wouldn't know who that would be. Only the Lord knows who that might be. But no matter what end of the spectrum we are on, the Ethiopian eunuch and Apollos remind us that we always need Scripture, that we can always benefit from Scripture, that the Scripture is the Lord's primary means for growing us up in the faith. And the goal with these resources is to encourage us to seek God, to delight in God through what He has provided to us in His Word. Now, with the resources, there's a twofold idea that was behind them in putting them together. One of the ideas was just this: to have a resource table or tables that you could look at for a period of time and become familiar with these materials, and then also be able to set them aside and pull them out on occasion for us to talk about and think about. But the other idea was, there we go, to create a space on our webpage that you could always go to, no matter where you are, and find recommendations on these kinds of resources for you to use or you to recommend to others. And the beauty of the web is that we are not limited by physical space. So what you will find on the web are all of these materials recommended and links to where you can get them and download them and print them and all of that, but also additional resources that you might find useful. So what I would encourage you to do sometime this week, if you have access to the internet, simply go to our webpage, rbctoday.com, if you're not familiar with what it is. Up in the upper right-hand corner of the webpage, there is a link to resources. Click on resources and go down to the link, Delight in God's Word. And if you click on Delight in God's Word, it's going to take you to a page that is sort of the front page to this section of the website. And it has brief descriptions of the various categories, personal Bible reading, scripture memorization, and so forth. And then from there, you can click on those headings. So personal Bible reading, you could click on that, and that would take you to a page of a whole host of personal Bible reading resources. These that are recommended as well as others. So if none of these strike your fancy, go to the webpage and check out the resources that are recommended there. If none of those strike your fancy, talk to me. We'll find something that will be of use to you. But I want to talk about the actual hard copy materials here for a bit that we have available. So the resources that are on the tables. The first thing that you need to know about the way the tables are arranged is that there are four sections. You have the personal Bible reading, the scripture memorization, the one-to-one and small group study, and then the family worship section. And at each one of those sections, there are these purple information flyers. And what these flyers tell you is, what they provide is a brief description of all of the resources that are provided here on the table. I don't have anything on here except in one case that's not actually shown on the table. All right. So if you're wondering, all right, what is all of this stuff in scripture memorization? You could pick up one of these purple flyers, glance at it, and become oriented to the materials that are there. So take advantage of those if you're wondering, okay, yeah, I heard him talk about all that, but it helps me to read. You can pick up those and read them. Another thing about the materials, some of them are marked sample, please leave at table, thank you. Just because of the cost of the material and the type that they are and not knowing how many people would benefit from them or how many people rather would want to use them, we would all benefit from them. Some of these are just here for you to glance at. And so we would ask that you pick those up, thumb through them, take a look at them, but don't leave with them. But anything else on the table that does not have this sample, please leave at table sheet is free for you to take. All right. All of these are here for you to take. If they are not marked, please leave here. So please take advantage of them. They're here for you to take and to use. Well, let's talk about the actual materials. Let's start off in the personal Bible reading section. The first two things that we have are these Bible reading plans that we've published for the past few years now. They come from Discipleship Journal, and it's a four-part reading plan, meaning that for each day, there are four parts in the scriptures that you are reading from. Two Old Testament readings and two New Testament readings. And the sheet has checkboxes for you to keep track of where you are reading. One of the benefits of this plan, in addition to the fact that you're reading both in the Old Testament as well as the New Testament, is that it provides 3 to 6 catch-up days each month. So if you get behind in a month, you've got a few catch-up days built in with that. I like this plan in addition to the catch-up days, again, because you're both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. How many people have started off with the ambition of reading through the Old Testament just to get to the holiness code of Leviticus and think, what in the world is going on here? And the distractions of life get them down and they just don't keep going. You're in both the Old Testament and New Testament. You don't have to complete that in a year, obviously. It's intended to be a guide. You could expand it and do it in 2 years. Adapt it to what works best for you. But we have both a brochure as well as... Let's see what's going on here. Bookmarks that you can cut out and put in the four spots in your scriptures to help keep you moving along. So brochures and bookmarks. Now, this E100 challenge, which Pastor Steve had up, is a reading plan designed for those who may not want to bite off reading through all of the Old Testament or even all of the New Testament. The E100 challenge gives you 100 readings throughout the entire Bible. The idea being that if you complete these 50 Old Testament and 50 New Testament readings, you will have a good feel for the overall flow of Scripture. So it hits the highlights, the major stories and most foundational portions of the New Testament in your reading. So there's both a bookmark as well as a little punch card that you can use. There are more resources related to that on the Scripture Union website if you're interested in exploring those. By way of reading plans, that's really all that I have to get you through the Scriptures on a regular basis. But we also have some devotionals. This devotional is one that some of you are familiar with. It's called Table Talk Magazine. You have to have a subscription to get Table Talk, but the nice thing about Table Talk is it provides both a solid devotional reading for every day, but it also has additional articles on some particular topic that the publisher has chosen, and sound pastors and teachers have contributed articles reflecting on this particular topic. So here, back in September of 2011, the edition was on September the 11th, 10 years later. So a couple of the articles in there were, Where is Your Hope? Living in Light of the Gospel. What If or If God? The Gospel for Muslims, Loving Our Enemies, and so forth. So just good reading that you will be able to sink your teeth into, in addition to providing you a devotional reading. Now, one thing I should say about the slides that I neglected to mention earlier. You'll notice in the lower right-hand corner of the slide, there's an indication as to whether or not this resource is free, and sometimes it will say free PDF, meaning if you go to our website, you can get a PDF of that particular resource. Other ones have a dollar sign that's not intended to tell you to indicate the worth of the material, that it's more valuable than the others, but rather that you would have to purchase it to use it. So as we're going along, when you see those, that's what those designations mean. Another item to purchase is a book from Matthias Media called The Daily Reading Bible. And each one of these has 60 readings with from different spots in Scripture. So this one has readings from Matthew 5 through 6, Joshua, and 1 Corinthians 1 through 4. It provides the actual Scripture for you to read as well as some questions to reflect on. So if you didn't want to carry your Bible around and you just wanted a small book to keep at the workplace or something like that, this might be a good resource for you to consider. Another devotional guide is Explore, similar to the Daily Reading Bible in that there's a certain number of readings. This one is quarterly, And you can see that there are daily readings. Also, it provides commentary and reflection questions for you to consider. Now, in addition to resources for adults, there are resources for children here. There are resources for youth, ages 14 through 18. This Engage is an undated 90-session reading that you can provide for your child, age 14 through 18, that they could use for regular Bible intake. I know that some have actually used this as a part of their homeschooling curriculum for the Bible component. That, you know, that would be at your discretion. But for any youth, this would be a good resource. Again, it's something that you would need to purchase. Then moving down, we have the resource Discover. Something similar, but in a quarterly publication intended for ages 11 through 14. So they have readings, they have questions for the children to think about, as well as activities for them to do related to what they're looking at in God's Word. And then this Explore the Bible one is one of the most interesting, I think, because of the way it has been set up and connected to another resource, which we'll talk about in a minute. This is for children ages 7 through 10. Again, it has readings, it has activities for them to do. But the nice thing about this resource is it is partnered with a family worship guide, also produced by the Good Book Company, that families can use to do their daily devotions or family worship time together. So what you could have is your family worship time around the breakfast table or maybe later around dinner at dinner time, and you could have your 7 to 10 year old child working through this Explore the Bible, and what you do as a family would reinforce what they're doing on their own. So that's a good resource to check out. And then there's also a guide for parents to use specifically with preschoolers. Again, it has readings, it has activities, has suggested questions, and prayer starters for you to use with your preschooler. And the idea here is to begin or to continue exposing them to the truth of God's Word, even at their young age. Now, in addition to the actual resources to help you get through or get into God's Word, we have some other motivational materials. There's a magazine up here that has some articles to encourage you, and there are actually videos by the publisher of this magazine that you can access from our website that provide some different ideas about when and how to read the Scriptures regularly. I don't remember how many videos. There are half a dozen to 12 that talk about just different times of day and different settings that people find work for them. So if you're looking for trying to figure out a new time of day for your own personal worship time, maybe you would find something there. Go check out those videos and take a look at this magazine. And then finally, a book that we have actually mentioned before. I don't know how long it's been. We had it as one of our drawings, but this book, Spiritual Disciplines for the Christian Life by Donald Whitney. It doesn't simply have motivational material, if you will, about personal Bible reading, but it has two chapters directed towards regular Bible intake, and then he also discusses other spiritual disciplines, prayer, worship, fasting, stewardship, evangelism, and so forth. It's just a good, solid resource for the spiritual disciplines. So I would encourage all of you to put that on your list of books to read in the coming year or coming years. Steve reminded us that we all need to have a good book that we're reading or working on in addition to the Scriptures. This would be a good one if you are not familiar with it. Well, in addition to all of these resources, again, go to the website if you're looking for something else. There are other devotional recommendations. There's information about iPad apps and iPhone apps and ways you can access podcasts to regularly listen to the Word of God. Additional reading plans. One of them is called the Bible reading plan for shirkers and slackers or something like that. So if you feel like you fall in that category, there's even a reading plan for you. All right. So go check out the website and enjoy those resources. Put them to use. Now, scripture memorization. The scripture memorization component is divided half and half between adult resources and children's resources. That doesn't mean when I say adults that children can't use these. Parents, you could decide to put these into practice with your children as well. But the target audience that we had in mind in putting these out was for you as adults. The first one is the bookmarks that we have been, again, providing for the past few years, weekly memorization bookmarks. These are based on the Fighter Verse plan that has been put together by Bethlehem Baptist Church, and these passages of Scripture have been intentionally selected as useful passages to help you fight the fight of faith. Sometimes, over a period of 6 or 7 weeks, you will actually work on memorizing an extended passage of Scripture. So you might have a verse 1 week, and then the next 2 verses the following week, and then the next verse, so that by the end of 6 or 7 weeks, you've memorized a psalm. Other times, it jumps from an Old Testament to a New Testament. But all of them are key Scripture passages to help us in our walk with Christ. On the back of the bookmark, there are some recommended memorization strategies. If you find memorization to be difficult and you're just looking for some structure, there's some suggestions on how you can provide structure to your memorization. Now, maybe you're not up for memorizing a verse or a passage, a couple of verses every week. We also have the monthly memorization cards. Provides a recommended scripture memory verse for each month. Again, recommended memorization strategies on the back side. Now, there's another resource that I know some folks here have put into practice, and I want to strongly encourage you to consider it, and that is this little booklet entitled An Approach to Extended Memorization of Scripture. The premise behind this document is that every passage of Scripture has a context. And to fully understand any verse of Scripture, we need to understand what's going on around that passage of Scripture. So instead of memorizing isolated verses, this guide is intended to help you memorize a section of Scripture, a portion of a chapter, an entire chapter itself, even an entire book. And there are recommendations on where to start and how to put that into practice. But one thing that I want to recommend for our church in particular is this. Some of you will remember back a little over a year ago now, Pastor Steve preached an evening sermon where he provided to us 9 particular scripture passages that would be fuel for our souls to meditate on from that point on to the end of the year. Go back and listen to that sermon. If you go to the website and simply search for something like Faith Fueling or October the 23rd, you will find that particular sermon. Listen to it. Note down the passages that Pastor Steve has recommended as food for the soul and put those passages to memory using this strategy. Passages like Psalm 23, Matthew 5, 1 through 16, Romans 6, and others that he has recommended. Marry those 2 suggestions together to hide God's word in your heart in order to feast on the Lord in these particularly important passages of Scripture. Now, for children, we have a couple of suggested resources. One is a set of 3 books called Truth and Grace Memory Books. And the three books, as you see on the PowerPoint, are divided along age lines. So from 2 years to fourth grade, there are suggestions in book one, and then moving up through high school in books two and three. The nice thing about these books is that they provide a systematic, structured program for parents to train up their children and to teach them in the ways of the Lord through scripture memory, through learning and singing together sound hymns of the faith. It also includes sections on biblical and doctrinal instruction through what are called catechisms. That may be a new term for you. It basically boils down to a series of questions and answers that you help your children grow, work through and memorize in order to build a foundation of biblical truth. So these books are intended to help you point your children to the Lord, both through the memorization of scripture, through the teaching of sound biblical truth, as well as through the learning of sound, helpful hymns of the faith. And then for those of us with preschoolers, there is a half-page sheet with some recommendations on helping your preschooler memorize scripture. And you know what? These things for children, you will find that you will benefit from them as well. If you have trouble memorizing scripture, without anybody knowing, you could go to the website and get the recommendations for toddlers and preschoolers, put them into practice yourself, and use those to help you memorize scripture. All right? So just because it's labeled for children, you can access it for yourself too, and we won't tell anybody. Okay? So they're there. Make use of those. Again, on the website, there are more resources recommended there for you to take a look at. Now, one-to-one and small group study. Again, two parts to the materials that we have, and we'll do these briefly. One is this book by David Helm called One-to-One Bible Reading. And if you have not yet picked up a copy of this, get one. We've provided them a couple of different times. I have some here. I have more in a box. The basic idea is you can read scripture with someone else for their benefit as well as your benefit. Drawing on the idea of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, Apollos with Aquila and Priscilla, no matter where we are at in our Christian walk, we can benefit and grow by wrestling with the scriptures with someone else. And this provides some recommendations on how you can do that. And then there's a little article. It has a funny name, Factotum on Prayer and Bible Reading. It's just another article with some suggestions and encouragements on reading the Bible one-to-one with someone else. So be sure and take a look at that. Now, on the small group side of things, what I mean when I say small groups is just you getting together with two or three other believers for the purpose of reading scripture and studying God's word together. Not anything institutionalized. This could be a couple of co-workers. This could be a couple of other folks from here at the church, and you just set a regular time every week or every other week, and we're just going to get together and study God's word together. These are a few resources that you could use. There are a variety of ones out there, but some of the ones that I think would be most helpful and keep you on track. One would be these Pathway Bible Guides from Matthias Media. They are, as said there on the slide, simple without being simplistic. So they provide you with a passage to read and some questions to help you focus on the key ideas. These aren't going to drill down very far. So if you're looking for something with depth, this won't provide it to you. But if you're looking for something quick and simple that you could use in an appropriate time setting, maybe this would work for you. The next one is also by the same publisher. The idea is that it drills down a little bit deeper. These interactive Bible studies. Many of the interactive studies are book-based, so they'll take you through a book or a portion of the of a book, like this one takes the user through Romans 12 through 16. There are a couple of topical studies as well, one on prayer. I think there's even one on music. So these are good resources that you could put into practice with other or put into use with other believers. The last two resources are similar, but they provide a little bit more meat or additional questions for you to consider and drill down even farther. The Good Book Guides by the Good Book Company, as well as the Life Change Studies by Nav Press. Both of these are good resources to help you focus in on the meaning of Scripture and to help you apply the meaning of the text to your own personal life. Again, there are more resources available on the website. The last section is probably the section that I'm most excited about to have in front of you. And Pastor Steve mentioned these this morning because, as he said, when we think about family worship, particularly fathers, we don't need to reinvent the wheel. There are so many resources available to guide you in that. Make use of those resources. Quickly, one of them is this Sojourn Kids Family Worship Guide produced by the Sojourn Church. It's a Southern Baptist church down in Louisville, Kentucky. It provides suggestions on what you could include in your family worship. It provides additional recommended resources. And the nice thing about it is it's divided by age. So you could find the age of your child and look at some resources that they recommend. Some of what we have is in there, but they also provide others. The Table Talk for Families. I mentioned this earlier. It's connected with that Explore the Bible study for 7 to 10 year olds. Again, 65 short devotionals that you and your family could use over the breakfast table, at dinner time, just before bedtime, to provide some structure to your family worship. And if you have 7 to 10 year old children, you could coordinate their own personal work by using that Explore the Bible study. The next two resources are from New Growth Press. One is entitled Long Story Short, and the other one Old Story New. And each one of these provides a year and a half worth of devotionals. For each week, there are five devotionals, all focused on one particular passage of Scripture. And so over a three-year period, the idea is that you would take your children through the entire Scriptures at something of a high level. The nice thing about this is it provides recommendations on how to adapt the devotionals for preschoolers up through high schoolers. So if you have children at home, no matter their age, if they have not yet graduated from high school, they are a target audience, and you are a target audience for this type of resource. So Long Story Short is the Old Testament version. Old Story New is the New Testament version. The Big Picture Storybook Bible is a resource that both children and parents will benefit from for this reason, because it helps you see how everything points to Christ. And this resource is put together in a way that it's great for preschoolers, whether young or old. The stories use simple language. You see the count there, 11 Old Testament and 15 New Testament readings. And you, as a parent, will learn how the stories of the Old Testament point to and prepare the way for Christ, as well as how the New Testament reflects back on Him. The next resource, the Jesus Storybook Bible, is in the same vein as the Big Picture Story Bible. It's just intended for a little older audience. So older preschoolers, elementary children. Again, taking them through Scripture in a little bit more detail, looking at how all along the way the Scriptures are pointing to Christ. And then this other storybook Bible, the Gospel Story Bible, is in the same family of resources, but it's connected to that long story short and old story new. So you could use it with those devotionals if you wanted to. Then I think the last resource that I wanted to talk about as far as family worship is this one. Simplify family worship. All right, there are a lot of resources. You could do a lot of different things in your family worship. This article by Donald Whitney is an encouragement to just keep it simple. You could for your family worship do these three things. Read a passage of scripture, pray together, sing a hymn or a song together, and let that be your family worship time. It doesn't have to be something extravagant. And all of these resources are really intended to help you keep things simple and keep your children pointed to the gospel. The Truth and Grace memory books that we've already talked about, again, you could incorporate these into your family worship if you so desired. And as with all of the resources, I would encourage you to go to the website to check out these as well as other resources. As I said at the beginning, the point of these is not for all of you to take all of them. Some of them would be for some of you, others would be for others. The point here is to help encourage all of us to treasure God by getting into His Word, both on our own, with another believer, and with our families. So the challenge for each of us is, how are you going to be intentional about delighting in God through His Word together? Again, I will be down here at the end. These resources will be here. I would encourage you, when we're done, to come down and take a look at them, and I would be happy to answer any questions that I can. Let me close us in prayer, and then we'll sing a hymn, and we'll be done. Heavenly Father, as we come before you this evening, we thank you, Father, again, for the treasure of your word. Father, I pray that we would not take for granted all that you have provided to us in your word. I pray that we would not take for granted all of the resources that have been provided for us to help us get into your word. Father, we are without excuse except for the desires of our hearts. So, Father, we pray that you would continue to fan the flame of desire for you and seeking you in your word. And I pray, Father, that you would help each of us as we go through the dark days that we all experience. Father, I pray that you would help us to contend for the faith and to preach the gospel to our own hearts. May we be reminded that it is not by our scripture memory or our scripture reading that we are saved, but we are saved and have standing before you because of Christ. But Father, we want to continue to feast on and grow in Christ. And we pray, Father, that you would help us to use your word to do just that. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.